George.
I hope this isn't an inconvenient time to call, Claire.
No, not at all. Come on in.
Oh, thank you. Only things are quiet at the bank on Tuesdays, so I've slipped out for an hour.
Oh, feel free to drop in any time.
Oh, that's most kind. It's the first floor I wanted to look at again.
The bedrooms.
Oh, just to refresh my memory. I have all the details, of course, but one likes to have a clear picture in one's mind.
Yes, you really can't just go by agents' descriptions.
No.
We've had a whole lot more lists from Bath. Quite a few houses look promising on paper.
Oh, that's good.
But I'm going to have to go down there again as soon as possible, see for myself.
As I said, I don't want to put any undue pressure on you.
No, but you're obviously eager to get in quickly. And Mike's new job starts in under a month. He won't want to commute.
Yes, have they appointed his successor at the Herald yet?
No, but today is the day. Shall we go on up?
After you.
Well, this is the master bedroom.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, it is. He gets the sun first thing, too. I always love waking up in here, looking at the tops of the trees through the windows.
Nice fireplace, too. Yes, it would make a very pleasant sitting room.
Oh, you're not planning to use it as a bedroom, then?
I should be using the ground floor myself. I'll have the kitchen, the downstairs cloakroom, and the two main rooms will make a sitting room and a bedroom. Perfectly adequate for one person.
And you'll let this floor as a separate unit?
Well, that's what I thought.
Sue's room is the bedroom and this is the sitting room.
We'd have to share the bathroom, of course. Myself and the tenant concerned. And I'd need to put in some sort of kitchenette.
That shouldn't be too difficult.
Yes, a small kitchenette where the airing cupboard is, I thought. It all looks fairly straightforward. Made to measure, one might say. Oh, did you have a word with the other tenants, by the way? Sophie and the lads upstairs. Reassure them about the tenure.
Yes, I did, and they were delighted.
Oh. Kat was very fond of Sophie. She'd have been happy to know that she was to be part of my little nest.
She'd have been even happier to know that Cliff and Shirley were.
Well, that was the main object of the exercise, to see them, right?
They must be thrilled.
I hadn't seen them since Sunday, but they've asked me round for supper tonight. I imagine it's their way of saying thank you.
Yes.
Not that I want any thanks. It was reward enough seeing Shirley's expression when I told her. Believe me, Claire, that said all there was to say. Yes, I think I'm going to like it here.
Well, do sit down, Milton.
Thank you, Mark.
Would you care for a coffee?
Not the sort you make. Cigar? Not the sort you smoke, thanks. Anyway, I gave it all up. Well, now, you know why I'm here.
You've reached a decision about my successor.
It wasn't an easy one. I'm not even sure it's the right one. But I'm prepared to give her a try.
Huh?
Liz Warner.
Oh, well, well.
You sound surprised. She was your recommendation.
Well, Milton, I've made a good many recommendations to you in my time.
I won't pretend I'm 100% happy at the prospect of putting a woman in the driving seat. But it could be good for the paper.
Oh, I think it will be.
Yeah. I like the woman. I like her ideas. I like her style. She's also got extremely good judgment.
That's not what you said the other week.
Oh, yes. That Lady Thackeray business.
You thought she mishandled that.
Shall I tell you what finally clinched it for Miss Warner?
Yes, do.
I had a call from Sylvia Thackeray. She asked me not to hold anything she might have said against Liz when considering her for editor. And do you know what prompted that gesture? She'd had a telephone call from her sister. The unobtrusive, Miss Goff.
But they haven't spoken for about 20 years.
They hadn't. It seems Thelma Goff decided to break her silence in order to help Liz's chances. I said to myself, only a very exceptional woman could have brought those two together. Even if they never speak again after this.
She is exceptional. You won't regret your choice.
We'll see.
What about Morris?
Morris is more effective as a news editor. For the moment, snapping at the heels of a moderate number one. I hope they'll make a good combination.
But you as good as promised him the job, Milton.
Did I?
He's going to take it very hard.
Don't worry. I'm going to take him out for a slap-up lunch. Soften the blow.
It may take more than that.
Nonsense. Morris is a professional. As he's forever telling people, he won't like it. But he'll soon bounce back.
I hope so, Milton. I really do.
more meat, George.
Oh, no, thank you, Shirley. It was delicious, though.
Oh, well, have some more vegetables, then. I know you like new potatoes.
Oh, just one or two, perhaps. First new ones I've had this year. I can't afford them.
Well, you wouldn't be able to, would you? We'd have to fork in out, how many thousand was it for a house this size?
Well, you know what they say. Look after the pennies.
Pass George the potatoes, then.
What? Oh, all right.
Thank you. You're very quiet this evening, Cliff.
Am I?
I trust you're not inhibited by the presence of your new landlord.
Well, you might say that.
Cliff!
Because I sincerely hope you won't look on me as such.
Well, it's what you'll be, though, isn't it?
Yes, but it isn't as if you'll be trotting up and down with the rent book. Providing you keep the dustbins tidy, I shan't need to pull rank. Is something the matter?
No. Yes. I said afterwards, Cliff, over coffee.
Why wait for coffee when the subject's come up now?
Because it's more civilised, that's why.
I'm sorry, what's all this about?
Well, as you're asking...
No, let me, Cliff. George, I hope you won't take this the wrong way. We are thrilled to bits that you're buying the house, and it's lovely of you to offer us the flat rent-free.
Well, it's only your due.
Oh, the penny's dropped there.
Pardon?
Cliff, if you don't shut up, I'm going to pour that gravy over your head.
Shirley, if you've got something to say, then I'd rather you said it straight out.
Well, there are one or two details we'd like to clear up with you, George.
Before we accept you a generous offer.
By all means.
Right. Well, for a start, I want to know if Shirley will still be getting her share of Cat's money, or if this rent-free business is instead of that.
I hope to be able to give Shirley some additional money, yes, but not immediately.
So, you did cash in the money you invested for her to put towards the price of this house?
I naturally had to call on all my resources. Ah. But Shirley will be the beneficiary in the end. I shall make a new will leaving number one to her.
What if you marry again?
Oh, come now, Cliff.
Well, it's possible, isn't it? What happens to that will then?
Cliff!
Shirley, we've got to find out. We've been caught that way once before, haven't we?
I resent your attitude, Cliff.
Well, that's how you got Cass money in the first place, isn't it? Because marriage cancels out all previous wills and she hadn't made a new one.
If you're suggesting what I think you're suggesting.
And another thing. What if we want to move out of here? What happens then? Will we get a lump sum instead of the rent money? Or do we just shove off empty-handed,
It would be no more than you deserve.
Go and see who it is.
I haven't finished what I was saying.
You've said more than enough.
Oh, do. It's your interest I'm trying to protect, woman.
Oh, I am sorry, George.
It seems I can do nothing right where you and Cliff are concerned.
I know you meant well.
Cliff clearly thinks otherwise. If you'll excuse me...
Oh, don't go.
I was really looking forward to this evening. I didn't expect an all-out attack on my integrity. I'll get my coat.
With Morris Gill. Drunk by the sound of it.
And?
Well, I told him to get lost.
Wonderful.
But I couldn't very well ask him down with George here.
George is about to leave.
What?
Well, what did you expect?
I expected to be treated with respect. I didn't expect that old fool to parcel out our lives as if he owned them.
Liz.
Hello, Cressida. I'm sorry to disturb you this late.
Oh, that's all right. I wasn't exactly living it up.
I won't keep you long. I'm on my way out for a meal with Peter. I just wanted a quick word with you.
Yes, well, come on in. I haven't made a hash of that second book with you, have I?
No, it was fine. Nothing like that. Oh, what a lovely big flat. Mm,
too big for one. You know Morris isn't here any longer.
Yes, but it's about him. I've come.
I see.
You haven't seen Dickon or anyone else from the paper since this afternoon, have you?
No. Why?
Well, then you won't have heard the news about Mike's successor.
He got it, I suppose. He came round last night to fetch his best suit.
No, he didn't get it. I got it.
Don't believe it.
Nor did I, to begin with.
Oh, I'm sorry. That sounded awful. Congratulations. I'm very glad for you.
Thanks.
He was so certain.
Yes.
Milton more or less told him that when Mike went...
I know he did.
How did Morris take it?
I haven't seen him since he was told. He didn't come back to the paper after lunch.
Poor Mike.
Yeah, I thought maybe he could do with some company.
Did you? Well, thanks for the thought, Liz, but... Oh, don't even know where he's living now.
Thank you.